This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. New Mexico's largest utility company has a plan to use fossil fuels and nuclear power for the next 20 years, but opponents of the plan want to see the utility shift to wind and solar. Two coal-burning stacks at the San Juan Generating Station will be shuttered in 2017 in order to reduce emissions. PNM, which provides power to 500,000 people in New Mexico, wants to use a mixture of coal, nuclear, and natural gas energy, plus a little bit of solar to make up for the loss. When the Public Regulation Commission began hearings to examine the plan earlier this month, hundreds of people, many of them Native American, rallied in opposition in Santa Fe. Chris Barney lives on the Navajo Nation.
We're always looking for something magic, some kind of way to speak to them. These bastions of power here, how do we break through?
The protesters talked about the health risks for people who live next to coal-fired plants like San Juan, and they called for PNM to invest heavily in renewable energy. But Richie Nez told commissioners that he supports PNM's plan. He works at San Juan.
The community has been providing perspective about the future of San Juan Generating Station.
Nez said the plant provides dozens of jobs to Navajo people, and he doesn't want to see those jobs vanish. Commissioners listened to public comments for hours that first day. Then dozens of lawyers and expert witnesses went over PNM's plan with a fine-tooth comb. It took weeks.
Everybody has a chance to look at the plan and take it apart and turn it upside down, present different evidence and different points of view.
PNM spokeswoman Susan Sponner says PNM's plan provides the most reliable sources of energy with the lowest costs up front. PNM's parent company already owns the nuclear and coal energy for their plan, and building large-scale wind farms and solar arrays would require a lot of cash.
For our customers, it's the most cost-effective option that we've identified.
But just a few days into the hearing, it came to light that PNM had miscalculated the cost of their plan by more than $1 billion. That caused things to take a real turn. Three of PNM's backers changed their minds.
First, New Mexico Independent Power Producers and Renewable Energy Industries Association, and then Western Resource Advocates pulled out of the deal with PNM.
Mariel Nanasi is with New Energy Economy, and they suggested an alternative plan. Why not replace the coal and nuclear energy with wind and solar energy?
Our witnesses put forth a replacement power portfolio of 400 megawatts of wind and 260 megawatts of solar. And it was not challenged as not feasible or not credible.
Nanasi says when the cost for their alternative plan was run through the same modeling software that PNM used, it was cheaper, tens of millions of dollars cheaper than PNM's plan. The cities of Albuquerque and Santa Fe, representing nearly all of PNM's 500,000 customers, have come out in opposition of PNM's plan. Commissioners are expected to vote on the plan this spring.
The name of our walk is Nihigal Pe'ina, and it is Journey for Existence. And it's to highlight all of this destruction that's happening and essentially blow the whistle.
Kimberly Smith is with the group of young Navajos who kicked off the PRC hearing with protest earlier this month. Now they're walking across their reservation that's littered with hundreds of abandoned uranium mines. The second largest open pit coal mine in the country is right here, north of Grants.
We're breathing in all this toxic air, you know, you could feel it in your throat. You can feel it in your heart, you know, you could feel it when you're walking on the land.
Smith says the Navajo people have been carrying the energy needs of the Southwest on their backs for too long.
It's very devastating, and it's something different when you're walking through it. You know, like, if you're in a car, you just drive through that area for, like, 5 to 10 minutes. But we walked through it. Miles and miles we've been walking through this. And
they want to show their resilience, Smith says. They've been fighting these industries for a very long time. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.